Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about pricing your home for today's market.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about pricing your home for today's market. We know that it is a seller's market. There's less than half a month of inventory. That is to say, if the properties continue to sell at the rate they're selling, we'd run out of inventory in less than 1 month if we did not add inventory. So that is a crazy, crazy market. That's 61% less homes for sale than this time last year. Kind of tough as a buyer. You can still win as a buyer, but let's talk about winning as a seller. You want to optimize the opportunity. Now, to optimize the opportunity does not mean shoot the moon out of the gate with your list price. Generally speaking, that deletes and negates and kind of dilutes the return on all the opportunities you could have looked at and reviewed from buyers. So let's talk a little bit about planning. Planning the pricing, first you want to know a baseline. That is, what would have sold in the last 6 months, what would have sold for based on other sales. Now, that's not what it will probably sell for now because the market is appreciating at such a crazy rate, but it is a basis for you to make your decision. If the planning number that you can prove based on other sales, specific and similar to your property, are there, then you can move forward with your plans. But if you don't think the planning number is real or it won't make sense to move forward based on those numbers, then don't do it. The market can be fickle. Next, you want to look at the target. That is, what would you anticipate based on the current activity, the current pending sales, and the current competition, or the choices a buyer have? What would you say would be the expected price for listing or selling in this market? That could be what you'll want to know for a strategy so you know where your target is. If that's your target price, you want to back out of that. I would say about 15% off what you would likely see as a sales price if you had to guess. We're educated, guess, of course, but it is a funny market that way because our prices are not meeting. Zillow's estimates are crazy right now. They're not keeping up and they're all over the chart. Everyone's having trouble forecasting what's going to happen next, even if it's just 2 weeks later from a recent sale that was similar. So with that, you've got to have a strategy. And I would encourage you to consider kind of an auction strategy. Now, auction strategy is only effective if you're very respectful of time frames. You set a target date where you'll review offers. You do not review those offers in advance, but instead wait for that date. You have the home prepared and optimized for access so everyone can get into the house before the offer deadline passes. So you want to make sure that you really work it completely for exposure to get the optimum opportunity. If you'd like more on price strategy, give me a call. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.